Shut up!
Yes, it is.
You like
how exciting is this? Great weekend of footy as well.
It's going to be a huge weekend, Boxy.
Yes, it was a big week, big day this time last week. We were gearing up for the big Anzac Day match, one of the biggest football games of the football year. And we had these two boys in with us last Wednesday to talk about it, because from Collingwood we have Jack Crisp and from Essendon we have Ben Mackay. Now, boys, you were gearing up for this game last week. I was going to say congratulations to both of you. That doesn't happen very often. You both won.
Well, we both lost.
Oh, I see. Well, half glass empty.
Oh, no, that's negative Essendon attitude. Yeah. That's why we don't win any games.
Come on.
You've
got to have a growth mindset.
Take the 2 points, son.
Exactly. We'll take the 2 points and take the learnings, and we're ready for this week now.
Now, Ben, I don't want to bring this up, but I have to, because it's Fev pointed out to me the day after. He said, you have to see, you know, Ben, who came into the studio yesterday, he's had the mark of the century taken on his shoulders. So what's the little guy from your team, Jack?
I thought you were talking to him. His name's Jack.
My name's Nick.
His name's Nick.
5'10" and a half. That's not small.
Jamie?
Jamie Elliott.
Jamie Elliott. So Jamie Elliott got up on your shoulders, Ben.
Yep.
And I saw it. But my favourite part about all of this is your twin brother, because you've got a twin, Harry. We haven't met him. He doesn't want to come on the show. But your brother tweeted it. And it blew up because everyone's funny. Like, your brother's ribbing you for the humiliating thing that just happened to you. How is that going?
Well, my brother's pretty funny mostly, so that's got to be hats off to him personally. Yeah. But, it was a pretty cool mark. Obviously, I didn't get a great view of it because it was on my head. But
did you feel it? Like, did he climb? Yeah. How did he get up there?
Well, I'm not sure how he did it, but it was a good effort. But all I felt was a knee in the back of my head, which is never great.
You'll be on a footy card for the rest of your life, so that'll be good.
Always great. I know,
an unforgettable moment, but you're the other guy in that.
I'd rather have taken the mark, but that's all right.
They're off to West Coast this week, Boxy.
I know. So so you're going to Perth?
Yep.
Excellent.
I'll be there, yep.
now do you want to tell Fifi something, mate? Do you want to just let her in on something?
Yeah, so you know how you said I have a twin brother?
Yes.
I'm actually Harry, so.
This is Harry Mackay, Collingwood medalist, Carlton Footy Club.
You look just like him.
Yeah, because they're twins.
I thought you might have said you've gotten better looking over the last week or something. But,
the beard's grown in.
He did say he was funny, which was good.
That's amazing. Yeah. I was having a chat with you outside about you back
before.
In the studio.
Great to see you again.
Get out. So you're a funny brother.
Well, pretty much.
So hang on. Oh, wow. Now it's all
this is still Jack
place.
Crisp.
Not still Jack. He hasn't
got any twin brothers. So.
But now you two are playing against each other because it's a Carlton Collingwood
match. Yes, you're right.
Wow. So I'm not going to lie. I didn't want to have a crack at Leon, our executive producer, but I'm like, Jack and Ben aren't playing each other. Why are they both coming in together again?
That's why I said about the mark. I was trying to insinuate. Oh,
that's why we had you record some nonsense that's not getting played anywhere.
I'm not kidding. I was recording it going to James. I don't understand why you need this now. We can do this after the show.
Because in the break we told Melbourne, so they were all in on it.
So everyone in the cars
knows Boxy.
I feel like, you know that story, and I don't know whether you and Ben have done this, Harry, but like when you've got a girlfriend at school and you trick her and you go and... Go and kiss the girl. I feel like that girl at the moment. Like, I got tricked.
You did. We got you good.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. We did well.
They are playing tomorrow night, Boxy. I think it's sold out. Arch rivals, biggest. This is the one you pencil into the calendar every year in pre-season. You're like, when is Carlton playing Collingwood? It's going to be a huge game. And this one's a special one too at the MCG because they play for the Peter Mac Cup, which is amazing. And they also play for the Richard Pratt Medal. So Pratty sort of organised this when he was a president of the club. And they get a trophy given to them and the money gets donated to the Peter Mac Cup. And they do a great job there. Now, your boys are humming. The Blues going well. Yeah. Bit of a slip up last week. That's all right.
Yeah, we're going pretty well. Last week was a pretty solid game of footage. Geelong are probably the best in the comp, Jack, I'd say. I thought we were pretty solid without being perfect.
And,
We're not necessarily satisfied with an honourable loss, over the last 7 weeks we've been pretty strong, so really looking forward to this game. Should be a cracker.
And the best thing is, Boxy, I was watching it and we should have been in front, but we weren't. But then we got like 32 points down with about 5 minutes to go, and every other year would have gone, oh God, we're going to lose by 10 goals here, they're going to kick 5. I actually thought we could still win. That's how good this side is. I was like, I think we can
still
win.
We're coming as well.
We nearly did. Yeah. I keep saying we because I was part of that team as well.
And that's what's nice about following Carlton is you get that feeling, whereas an Essendon supporter, we're 4 goals up in the first quarter and I'm thinking, how will they shit the bed?
You wrote that on Instagram. obviously, the Pies, 2 big games in a row, Jack now. Obviously, Carlton's a bigger rivalry and you're an ex-Carlton supporter.
Yes.
How do you go playing against your old side that you barrack for?
It's all right now. Like, I obviously spent a lot of time growing up supporting them, but unfortunately, Fev, when you were playing, they weren't that, like, up there, so it wasn't too
Hey, that's fine. Too bad. I understand, man. But what do you reckon I got chronic back injuries for? I was carrying the side for 10 years.
It's once you get drafted to a team or play for a team, it's quite easy to just kind of put that aside. Like, once you cross that white line, everyone just plays for the team and do the best they can, so no hard feelings. You might obviously watch them here and there and wish them all the best if you've got mates in it especially.
Now, will you two play near each other?
Jack won't stand in the hole, mate. He's out in the wing. Yeah. He's in the pie stands.
I may go down back for a little bit, but
you can cheap play on me if you want.
Yeah. I'll jump on Harry's back.
Harry's like, Harry's like, can you please come and play on me?
No hangers though. Don't jump on my back.
I'll stand in the hole if I have to do the team thing. But I might have
When was the last time you stood in the hole?
A couple of times, mate. But I'll have a bit more awareness. I might swivel my head and see a big train of Harry coming at me and be like, I protect myself a little bit.
Now, the Pies got a few injuries. You got a new kid playing this week.
Lucky Sullivan.
Which
would
be great for that young kid. Imagine that. I played my first game against Collingwood. My first ever game was Carlton-Collingwood.
How'd you go?
Oh, I started on the ground 3 minutes in. I got one handball and then got dragged and didn't go back on. It was a ripper.
What, in the first quarter, you didn't go back on?
Nah, back then there was no rotations, mate. This is 1999. And I sat on the bench. All my family and friends were there. 90,000 plus at the MCG.
Pagan.
Parking. And just sat there and just watched like a supporter.
At least you got a touch. Remember Simo? I reckon he played his first 4 games.
I think it was 6.
Was it 6?
Yeah, and I didn't played in all those games. He didn't get a touch. Cade Simpson.
I was in Cade Simpson.
6 games. He ended up playing 300 games for the club. And the only way he got his first touch was Dennis Pagan said, "Now, son, if the opposition get a point, go get the kick in and kick it to yourself and say you get a stat." Because it was kept playing on him, so he didn't get a stat. But hopefully the young kid gets a kick. Now, the Blues are humming, as I said. How's Vossi going? Because there was a lot of – this time last year, you usually went down the pooper, and then all of a sudden you just turn things around. Well, you've turned things around yourself.
Yeah, it's actually interesting to think back to this time last year and probably the differences. But I think as a whole football club, Vossi players included, we're all in a pretty good spot. And I think last year obviously wasn't ideal the first half, but I think you get a bit of resilience and momentum, and like you're nearly better off for going through that stuff. So everyone's in a really good spot. Vossi's can't speak highly enough of him. He's an amazing person, and what he's been able to do for our club has been first class. So everyone's in pretty good spirits and going well.
I tell you what, it was like about 2 o'clock in the morning going down the freeway for Carlton supporters. There's no one there, and now we are like a train in India. They're hanging off the rafters, mate. They're Carlton supporters everywhere. They're so excited. Can you feel that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I've always said it, but footy's better when the 4 big teams in Melbourne are doing well. And
don't put Collingwood in there.
Well, to be fair, they're in there.
I'm just disappointed about all this research I've done on the Essendon West Coast games.
You can ask me about it, Fee. I can give my best effort. But
I've got all these.
One of the all-time great stitch-ups.
Yeah, it was.
Can I ask something quickly? I turned 37 on Monday. Can I still make the AFL?
He reckons you didn't.
I didn't.
37, yeah.
Can I still make the AFL? Draft, I haven't played since under 18s out at Werribee. What are the odds? Mm. Like, what would I have to do? I go to the gym occasionally.
I reckon Auskick like is the same size.
Yeah, start at
Auskick. Can you get me at half time at the game? Run out with the kids?
It'd be a great story, mate, if you made it from there. But,
the oldest make a wish. Let me go.
Are you excited for tomorrow? Big game. What do you do for prep?
I saw
you last night at a function. That's good prep.
Yeah, well, it was 2 nights out, so a little bit different. Had a nice steak.
But
tonight I'll make some spag bol at home and just sit on the couch. Might have a bit of chockey and some lollies.
That's what I've been doing. I can play.
Is that your dinner every? Do you have a set dinner?
Yeah, spaghetti. Yeah, I'm homemade. Love making it. It's just, I don't know, I've just been doing it for years. I used to, like, growing up, I used to have spaghetti night for a game, and I used to have spaghetti for breakfast.
Oh, on the toast.
Yeah. I went away from that, but anyway, and then I'll just have a nap tomorrow at some stage and go out for bacon eggs in the morning.
This is what I've been doing.
The thing is, they've got talent, Nick.
That's why I said West Coast, North. Yeah. You know, I'll get a game
somewhere. You get a game at North?
At North,
you got a pre-game dinner?
I used to.
You eat anything?
I'm more of like a chicken and rice man.
Yeah.
Yeah, pasta's a bit heavy for me.
They've changed these days.
Yeah, used to be pasta.
Like if I was playing a shit side, like if I was playing on like a bunny, I'd be having pizza at like 12, stubby.
Who's the bunny?
Well, most of them.
Collingwood's Jack Chris and Carlton's Harry McKay.
Like a Shannon Watt or something. Like obviously Harry's won a Coleman. So yeah, I won a couple as well. But we used to have this reverse Coleman. So we used to say who won the reverse. And a guy who used to play for North, Shannon Watt, used to always have the reverse. So if you're playing on him, you just pencil in six or seven and a nice large pizza.
Fev, when can we tell Fee it's actually been a double stitch
up?
Oh,
no, don't. It is Ben.
No, I'm kidding. It's Harry.
I'm very thrown.
He's Harry. I'm pretty sure.
Deception.
Boys, thanks so much for coming. Good luck this weekend.
No, this is actually not Nick. Thank it's you. A Yumpa.
Come on. 5'10.5"